just like that, we're back.
It's October. Halloween season is upon us. And Growing Up Millennial is back for blood. No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all are a bunch of nerds.
Jealous. What's going on, guys? It's been a minute.
It's been too long.
It's been too long.
I'd love to make a joke about how we haven't recorded, but between my birthday, Ian's birthday, and like 75 other people in the near vicinity of us, like, I can't really say anything.
It's a busy month. September was. October is going to round out to be come Halloween time.
What's new in your world, Bristol?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
She doesn't come outside anymore. It's too cold.
No, that's not why. I've been dealing with stuff, and I can't walk outside sometimes, so...
Work? Working for a living?
I'm working.
That's right.
I'm almost out of training. One more week. I've been in training since June 13th. It's a long-ass training program, and I'm ready to get going.
Good. That's good.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Holiday season is upon us. Karens will be Karening. Chads will be chatting.
We have, we're in the final level of holiday season. You got the Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, or whatever you celebrate, you know?
Perfect storm of holiday cheer.
A lot of shopping, online or virtual, in-store shopping.
I'm tired of spending money.
I'm just ready for the food, honestly. I don't care about the gifts.
I'm ready for the weather.
That too.
Cool down a little bit. It's been a
beam. It was a brutal summer.
Good if you like the pool, but besides that, just
hot. Quincy's like, nah,
no. Quincy's like, no, I'm not getting in that.
I'm so ready for it to be cold. The people to go inside their houses and shut the hell up after work. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Hey, you know what? It's been over 6 months since our old neighbors moved out. Our traumatic neighbors. The neighbors that ensued trauma upon many neighbors.
Yes.
And it's been a lot. It's been nice. Thank you for moving out. Thank you for being evicted. You have really made all of our lives much better by moving out forcefully.
Whatever cell you're in right now, if you have a phone, you can hear us. We just appreciate it.
Give us a shout out.
Give us a shout out.
Your old neighbors.
That's it. So, no, really, what are you guys excited about? You guys got any plans pre-holiday coming up? Nothing?
Our anniversary.
Our anniversary is tomorrow.
We're not doing anything.
What?
This comes out Wednesday, so technically it already passed.
It'll be in the past, yeah.
But... our anniversary is on 10-10, so we'll be married.
10-10-20.
10-10-2020.
Easy for me to remember.
What anniversary is the 2 year? What are you supposed to get?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Linens.
We went on a little trip last year.
Oh.
But this year we can't because my work.
And I've drained a lot of my PTO.
He has like one day left.
I have a day
and
4 hours.
I have like 2 weeks already, or no, like 1 week. I think by the end of the year, I'll have 2 weeks. My job gives very good benefits.
She's just going to be off all the time, and I'm just going to look at her and go,
be off, like,
you know where I'm going, right. Going to work.
All of December, almost.
Just takes like every Friday off.
Yeah. I wish. I don't think there's any Fridays off the rest of the year, which sucks.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited about fall, but I mean, we've been in summer for like the last 14 months.
Yeah.
So
it's been brutal.
I like jean weather. Yeah. Boots and jeans, maybe a tee, escalate to a long sleeve,
yeah.
Button down.
I hope the grit goes down, honestly. I'm just so tired of being hot. Like, I don't care if it goes down. I am so sorry. ERCOT, because we really were on your ass last year, and I'm just tired of this heat. I just wanted to go away for just a couple of months.
you're just ready for that negative degree temperature where people are hoarding bundles of firewood. I've never seen people carry that much firewood. I'm like,
it's ridiculous.
I'm like, leave me some. Right. I got nothing.
And then it's on the days where you don't need to run your fireplace that, like, all the firewood is gone. And it's like, it's 70 outside. It's not cold. It's
a high of 66. Yeah. Like, come on.
What are you doing?
But when you need it, nobody has firewood.
Nobody has it.
When I take Sage out for walks, I take a look at people's inventory of firewood because I know people are hoarding. They've been hoarding.
Yeah.
They expect the grid to crash down again.
Are we just going to start hoarding our own little bundles under our stairs?
Yes.
We got to work as a team.
Yeah.
Usually I try to look out for that, like, you know, in case my neighbors work late or something like that. And I'm like, okay, I'll grab an extra stick or two for them.
I was just taken back by, I saw these people with one of those carts, almost like a dolly that turns into a cart, and they're just throwing bundle. I'm like, I think the limit's like 3.
Bro,
you're,
it's
you're going
free.
For 33.
But, like, be, you know, conscientious of your other neighbors.
Just people hoarding toilet paper during COVID, just like, mine, you know, I need 80 rolls.
Do you remember when we walked downstairs after the people got moved out or got kicked out?
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, firewood.
We were so dramatic.
They had firewood?
Too.
Yeah, they had firewood.
Oh, well, they probably didn't have heat or air conditioning.
They definitely
maybe they
had.
Didn't.
There were things in the air conditioning system. I'll tell you that.
Stop.
No, it was weird because me and Bristol were so dramatic because the maintenance guy, he was there, and we were just so curious because the neighbors were so damn weird. And we were like, what are they living like? And surprisingly, like, there wasn't a whole lot of damage to the unit.
I thought there was.
It looked really gross in the quick video
I
saw.
Yeah, well, there was. Yeah, they were nasty. But I mean, it was like the doors primarily, and like the closets. Remember that all leather jumpsuit that we found?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was like pleather. It wasn't real leather, but it was like a cat suit.
it was in the back of John's thing or whatever.
I was like, where are you going with that, John?
Straight to the dumpster.
Dumpster.
I hope so.
Wink, wink.
Oh, man. That was funny. Okay. Well, let's get into the topic today because we can go on about them forever. What you got for us today, Ian?
Okay. Well, with the fall weather coming up, schools in the middle grind, a lot of kids are going to come down with flu, right? Mm. Everybody does. It's flu season. But what I wanted to reminisce about is that back in the day when you're going to school, or even as an adult, and you just not feeling good, what happens when you're sick? What do? What was your routine?
And back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Not today.
Not today? Okay. we totally can hold different. Off on that as an adult, but we can focus on our childhood school years up through high school or something. And what comes to mind for me, there's a famous movie called E.T., and the kid just wanted to stay home and play with the alien he found. So he kept putting the thermometer under the light to heat it up. And then his mom would come by and go, "Woo, 10 whatever."
Right.
Like, you're staying
home. Does that really
home.
Work?
For a time it did. But, I mean, it never worked for me because my mom and dad worked at the hospital on the base. So there was no getting by them. Like, if I was sick, it was like, okay, great. We can get you in for an MRI at, like, 9:30 today. It was like, come on, dude. Just give me some soup and let me get a day off.
I just want to chill out on the couch.
Yeah. What happened?
Everybody needs a Ferris Bueller's Day Off type situation where you use sickness to just stay at home and have a day. It's like having like a spa day almost. But if you're genuinely sick, then yeah, you need to be home. You don't want to be at school.
Yeah.
Doing all that homework and classwork and trying to read the dumb, whatever that board was, the overhead projector. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to look at all that. I'd rather be in bed or on the couch.
Yeah.
The question is, though, was it ever worth it when you faked it?
Yes.
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah. I never felt like it was worth it.
Oh, that's a different opinion. I wasn't ready for that.
Because, like, when you're in school, school seems so much longer than it is.
Yes.
But when you're not at school, and then you realize, like...
It's a short day.
It's a short day when you see what your parents are doing, and then, like, they literally are waiting for you to get on the bus, go to school, you're all squared away, and then they're out the door. Like, it just made me feel bad, because I was like, dang, my mom doesn't eat breakfast. Like, she just goes straight to work. After she gets me off, you know, off to the bus, and then like, the day is almost pretty much done by 12 o'clock. We're not really doing anything at school. We're winding down for the day. We're counting the hours left.
Mm-hmm.
I think school just seems more of a grind versus like us going to work. You got to get ready. You're not driving yourself. You either got to go to the bus or go in the carpool, the dreaded carpool. And then you got to wait to even get into the school. Then you got like 7 or 8 classes you have to go to, plus a lunch or a recess. And that's just taxing on a kid. And throw in sports.
Yeah.
That's a long day.
It's a long day.
If you need a day off from that, I understand.
Yeah.
I only got perfect attendance once. And I was like third grade.
I never got perfect
attendance. I always got perfect attendance.
What?
That was the only... little badge I got. And I was not an A honor roll kind of student.
You'd be the last person I was like, oh yeah, perfect attendance, easy.
All the time.
Easy. No.
And I was a dumb kid. How was I in school 99% of the time and I was a CF student?
You were 100% there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They just, I know what it is. I got shit ass teachers who didn't give a shit ass about my education.
Like, she's like, they didn't know when I wasn't there.
Like, Bristol's here, check.
Right? Like, no, my hand wasn't there.
She's a dumbass, but she's here.
That's cold blooded. That would be funny, though. Like, they're just like so used to seeing you that they don't even ask you, and we know she's here. Yeah.
I remember in school, they used to make you sign like a sign in sheet for attendance. I thought that was just so dumb. But I guess it's better than the teacher going, okay, Quincy, are you here today? Are you present? You know?
Yeah. So, you ever have a sub that couldn't pronounce basic names?
Yes.
And you're like, how are you elected to teach me if you can't make the CY sound? Quentin?
Stop.
Like, there's no T in my name, dude. Are you even qualified to be in here today?
Quentin.
Like, let me see your credentials.
Mm-hmm.
You should drive me crazy.
Yep.
It was like 30 minutes of them doing like roll call. And
30
it's just
minutes,
like,
half the class.
His name is Todd Tanner.
It's a lot of pressure. As a former substitute teacher, I will say, I struggled with that. So I would just rip out a sheet of paper and say, print and sign.
There you go.
Is Yesenia here? Yesenia Rodriguez?
Yes, Nina. Are you there? Yes, Nina.
Jamal. Jamal. Jamal.
Jamal. I see you. All right.
Aaron.
Aaron. Exactly.
I always got. They're like Ian. I'm like. It's
oh,
Ian.
Oh, here's the best part about Hurricane Ian. I told Ian, hey, at least now everybody will know how to say your name. It's Ian, not Ian.
I'm not British. I didn't write James Bond. My name is Ian. They're like, well, how do you spell that? With an E? I'm like, no, it's an I.
They're like, Freon? But Freon. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Nothing like that at all.
Yeah, it was a beating every year at school to explain my name. Because I have a weird last name, so to speak.
I've never heard Ian pronounced any other way besides Ian. Like, if you don't know how to say it, just...
People would say, I am. Like,
why?
I am. And I'm like the dog food? Like, I'm...
I am.
Yeah.
Like what we feed Sage.
Now, the last name is hard. Now, how do you say your last name?
Can I say that on air? Or... It's out there. It's public info, I guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Okay. Let me break it down phonetically. 2 words. Poke, like I'm going to poke you.
Okay.
And Luda, like ludicrous.
Stop.
Poke.
Luda.
Stop.
So for Luda. Like college graduation, you have to do that for your pronunciation. So that's exactly what I did.
Is that how you would say it every time?
Poke Luda. Just say it quicker. Poke Luda.
Poke Luda. Okay.
But would you break it down like the ludicrous thing?
I only did that for college graduation.
I've been married to this man. for 2 years now. Never heard him say that.
Now, once people are like, who's Ludacris? Then I'm out. I got to come up with something different.
Oh, God.
What
people...
about you? Because you got an interesting first name. Well, the spelling is interesting on your name.
So Bristol, Connecticut?
Bristol, Tennessee. Bristol this, Bristol that. No, it's just my fucking name.
Maybe we'll just call you Crystal. That's your name, right? Crystal? It's
Crystal.
Like, no,
I've gotten
Crystal.
It's a B.
Priscilla. Bertha. I've gotten every name under the book except for my actual name.
That'd be a nice alter ego for you.
Bertha.
I always change my name for like food orders. I always hated that.
Yeah.
They're like,
we always
order
change
for
our names.
Ian. I'm like, I don't even want to go. I don't want to explain to the guy behind the counter. You screwed up your job of pronouncing the order. Just say order number 28.
Right, just give me the order number. Like, you can't say it.
Like,
yeah.
This is... like, how many Johns are out there trying to get their food? Like, oh, you're John? I'm John? Like, oh, this whose food? Is that your double cheeseburger?
His
like,
name is my name.
Just call out a number or bring out the food. Like,
mine was, you know, oh, my God, I didn't know I was talking to a celebrity. And then, you know, you just have to sit there and, like, get it out of your system. I know you got one more in there. And they're like, I bet you get that all the time. It's like, I've only heard it 500 times today.
Yeah.
So it's still fresh. Keep going.
Like, what, the Jones
Quincy
thing?
Jones.
Quincy Jones. But now
explain to
older,
the people who may not know who Quincy Jones is.
All of the music that you like from Michael Jackson and Motown. That's the...
It was a bummer if you had to go to the doctor when you were sick. My doctor, every time I went as a kid, he would just do this. Oh, you've got some sort of respiratory cold thing. Here's amoxicillin. That's all he would do.
I think I've taken that like 100 times in my life.
I don't think you're supposed to take it that much.
No, you're not.
Because you can.
Okay, maybe not 100. I'm exaggerating. Jeez.
Well, no, I mean, just like being prescribed antibiotics. For
like once a year.
Antibiotics, yes.
Yeah.
It may have changed, but I always remember the doctor saying amoxicillin.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's what stands out to me. Once you got home from the doctor, my home base was the couch. You grabbed your pillow, your quilt, and eventually at some point you're going to need to eat lunch, so you'll probably need like a TV tray at some point.
That's right.
And grab your medicines, your liquids. But I'll tell you my favorite thing from the drugstore. Luden's cherry cough drops that came in a box. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Were you rich enough to have a Luden's?
They were expensive compared to like Halls.
So we had like all of the good stuff.
We were poor, so we got, you know, great value, or we might have gotten Halls.
Hey, don't sleep on Halls.
I don't like Halls at all.
It was great value
Vicks,
a lot of the time.
Halls, Ricola, nah, I want Luden's.
I never even heard of that before I met this
Luden's,
dude.
Though. I mean, that Vicks and the Halls, they come in clutch when you need them to.
I could be in the minority, but I think there's going to be a lot of teen mill viewers that would agree with the Ludens.
Did your mom like, you know, I don't know what they call that move in WWE. You remember when they used to slap each other's chest? Did she slap your chest with the Vicks and put it on your feet? And I was just like, man.
Some people.
I just remember it going on my chest. But that was when I was real young. I don't remember it as much when I got older.
I think you're right. I agree with what she's saying there.
Like, it's funny because my mom, you know, worked in medicine. But, like, the older I got, the more weird her concoctions started becoming. Like, you know, you got to grind up those crab shells and, you know, rub them. And I'm like, you work in medicine. Like, this is not... board certified medical advice you're giving me right now. What do you do at
you're
work?
You're the one out of five doctors that would not recommend something. Like, please stop.
My mom was intense, dude. I hated getting sick because I was always sick as a kid.
Is she retired now?
Yeah.
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 Your mom is so funny. I love how she like buys shit and she just leaves it in her car. She's going to go return it 5 days later.
There's a method, yeah.
Yeah, there's a method to the madness. I'm like, this is why I don't shop where you shop, because they know your face. Like, she's like, no, they don't. I was like, I've taken pictures and handed them out. Don't let her shop in here. Like, She was so intense when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Because I had real bad allergies and real bad asthma. So, you know, the doctor was just a normal place I had to go. That was like my Chuck E. Cheese.
The allergy doctor. Wow.
Yeah. And so then when I would get sick, it was like, you know, she's doing like CPR on me in the morning if she heard me wheezing or something like that. I'm
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I got to stay home or I got to go to work. And that was even worse. Because she worked in a hospital.
Did you have to do like breathing treatments when you were a kid?
Yes, all the time.
I've never done that. I know my niece has to sometimes.
I had some family friends that if we played too long and you could hear him wheezing, his parents would pull him aside and like set this machine on him and he'd have to do these breathing treatments. And I'm like, oh my God, we did something to him. He's hurt. He's injured or something. But no, he just had like asthma or bad allergies or something.
Yeah.
It's like kids that have like insulin packs. And
I think my niece has really bad allergies and so she has like a breathing machine. I don't think I've ever seen her. I don't know. Maybe I feel like I've seen her use it once or something. And I'm like, she's so tiny. I just, why does she have to use this? You know?
I'm going to tell you, if you can get your hands on one, those things are a game changer. You get congested, you get some wheezing, stuffy nose, you hit that for about 20 minutes, you can go through a brick
wall. I'm sorry, that's not funny, I'm not laughing at that.
No, but you feel great.
You triggered a story.
Is it like oxygen, like an oxygen tank, like with old people use?
No,
I don't know, I'm just asking. Is that what it is?
Like it's flammable and
can't smoke around it.
Let Grandma, Quincy put that cigarette out. That's too many Virginia Slims.
Oh my God! No, it's like a nebulizer. So basically, the medicine is in there.
Yeah.
It's just a mild little steroid that opens up your lungs so that you can get all that stuff out of your alveoli sacs and push it out, and you can breathe better.
All right, Dr. Quincy Jones.
That's right.
Jesus.
Dr. Quincy. That's right.
Doogie Howser over
That's
here.
That's right. Yeah.
You're saying shit. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, you know, you're gonna want to look at the transverse tissues that run perpendicular with the larynx and the sphincter. Yeah, no.
Are you following, Bristol?
No.
My effing biology is not helping, or anatomy or whatever. I'm saying the wrong science, but growing up as a kid, my parents always ran a humidifier.
Yeah.
And then when I was older in high school, I had carpet in my bedroom and I had really bad allergies. So my parents bought me one of those running air filters, the like HEPA, circular ring.
I want to get one for
the
apartment.
The only thing is we had carpet in that room, which is bad for your allergies because it traps all the, and then we had a chihuahua that would just go in there and pee on the actual air filter and pee and poop in my room because it was carpet. Right, they slowly started tearing up all the carpet because the dog was just going everywhere. And I'm like, that's not good to be breathing in dog urine, like turds everywhere. And like eventually they had to rip out the carpet in that bedroom. But I remember that air filter, and I looked at it one day and it was yellow all around the place because that small chihuahua, but I'm not there, he's sneaking in there,
just lighting your room,
and I'm like, can I get home floor. I'm like, here, let me turn this on to two, and I'm like it's kind of funky in here, like just bad. I'm like, yeah, that
I
makes
think
me
I
not
do
like...
want to get one though, because I think it's supposed to help with like allergies and stuff.
Definitely,
it does.
Yeah,
outside of...
and he can get really bad allergies.
It comes and it goes. I did several years of allergy shots.
Oh, wow.
So that really helped out. Otherwise, I'd be a train wreck.
Oh, our friend just recently did like an allergy test because he's been telling me that I need to get an allergy test. It is fucking wild. Have you seen one?
I've had them.
I've had them,
yeah.
The arm thing?
No, they lit my
back and arms, yeah.
It makes me not want to get an allergy test.
You should do it.
No.
It's just pricks. They're pricks.
It looks like so painful.
Itchy. It's itchy.
It's just itchy.
Itchy.
Can they do it on the top part versus the bottom?
They're going to do it on your arm. That's the most reactive part of your arm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm more specific. Like, I want to have, like, food tests done. Because, like, okay, I have a hard time eating eggs when they're cooked a certain way. Like, I can eat them hard-boiled, but I can't eat them when they're just, like, scrambled or, like, sunny side up or something. But I can eat them, like, you know, egg salad sandwich or something. Like, I could eat that. Or deviled eggs or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the difference?
Are you saying you have, like, a minor allergy
why to can't, yeah, like, why can't products? I eat them scrambled, which I like, but I can eat them hard-boiled. And then also, like, I used to love avocados, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. And then all of a sudden, I'm allergic to avocado.
Well, you can develop allergies.
But, like, ew, why? That's crazy. I never even ate them except for that, shellfish, like, 1 year.
Shellfish is a common peanuts, a dairy, red food coloring.
Yeah.
You need to go get tested. I say it, and you're like, nah, why would I ever do that? Someone else does it. You're like, oh, I need to go do that.
No, it makes me not want to do it because it looks freaky.
Like, we should, like, live stream it.
Shut up.
I miss it now that I don't have that many allergies anymore. Like, I remember that day. You know, like when you see the Gatorade commercials, like when they're hooked up to all the leads and stuff.
Yeah.
On the treadmill. That was on me that treadmill. Day. Yeah. And they were like, okay, we need you to breathe. And I'm like, you just exposed me to like every version of kryptonite I have. And now yeah. you want me to like go do cardio. Like, come on.
I had an allergic reaction to one of the shots one time. Because you have to wait at the office for 15 mm-hmm. minutes. And you go show your arm to the lady and say, oh, I'm good or I'm ready. And they were always super nice, but this one time, I just sat there after getting the shot, and I just started sneezing, mm-hmm. and I could not stop. I was so embarrassed. I grabbed my mom, and I said, we have to go right now. So I forced my body to shut off from sneezing just to go talk to the lady and lie to her. Like, oh, I'm good. And she's like, And so she let me go. So she ignored her primary job. We get home, and my face starts swelling, and I keep sneezing, and my mom's like, I think we need to take you back. Well, I had an allergic reaction to that particular shot,
wow.
or, like, strain or whatever, because I was doing weekly, then it went to monthly, quarterly, and then I was just done. So now I just do a pill, a nose spray, if I need it, mm-hmm. and that's about it, basically. But that allergic reaction was no joke. I've never. They're like, your throat could have shut down on you or closed up. And I'm like, I was more embarrassed than anything. Forget all the medical right. stuff. Like,
did they tell you, like, if you're sneezing, that's potentially an allergic reaction?
Well, obviously, I ignored that.
The shame so of smart. Sneezing.
The shame of sneezing. Yeah. And everyone in that waiting room, there's 50 people. They're like, who's this idiot kid over here? I'm like, nobody has sympathy or empathy. Now one person comes over like, young man, I think you're having an allergic reaction. I've been doing this for 20 years. Not one person. They're just like, can you cut that out?
Oh, God, we you smell need a Kleenex. It. Shut up. Like,
I'm a box of Kleenex. My mom's just reading her Reader's Digest like, is it time to go yet?
And he's I'm
like,
painting the walls red with his blood, and everybody's just business as usual in here.
Shut that kid
up. Oh, man.
Okay, that's so what did I do whenever I left school? So I would.
You always had perfect attendance. How can you have a story about this?
Like whenever I was younger, even though I hated school.
She didn't say she got it every year. She just said it
every year. Most 99%.
I would say like fourth and fifth grade, maybe.
Well, that's
not again, not smart. I was in school, but I couldn't do the work.
Let's focus on the sickness.
Oh, okay.
And not the trauma of school.
The trauma of school.
Let's talk about the day off when you're sick and you don't feel good.
Okay.
What was your plan? What was your base of operations?
So
what are
usually
you trying to
it involves NyQuil, the gross yellow one.
Oh,
why can't they make? I guess it's DayQuil, not NyQuil.
DayQuil.
Why is DayQuil the disgusting, nasty ass flavor?
Well,
why can't they make it cherry flavor?
So it'll keep you up.
Because they want you to be working heavy machinery and things like that. So.
I want you to return to the mines as quickly as possible.
Flipping burgers or whatever you do, you know.
Yeah. It's so gross.
It is.
But you have to take it. Or you just take NyQuil and just go clonk out, right? Yeah. So you take DayQuil because you want to be up. You don't want to be a bum because you already slept and you're not sleeping because you're sniffling, right? And you have a million tissues right next to you.
That's right. You need a plastic bag to throw all the tissues.
You need a plastic bag to throw all your tissues. And then on top of that, you've got the remote. You're probably getting germs all over.
The remote is critical.
The remote's critical. Sitting on the couch, laying on the couch with a pillow and a blanket.
I'm not getting up to change a channel. No way.
And turn on Young and the Restless. Act like you're getting caught up on the last 30 years.
Like, I remember that character.
Where you left it last time, every time you start watching it again.
Oh, there's drama with so-and-so. Like,
like, Victor is still alive? Wow, that is so crazy.
I thought they killed him
off. Nikki and Victor have been married, like, 30 times in that show.
I'm convinced married and divorced. Because they still look pretty much the same. As they
Susan
did
Lucci.
When I was a kid.
Yeah. All My Children. What's some of the other ones?
No, I only watched. I tried to watch, like, Days of Our Lives or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, Days of Our Lives, yeah.
My family watched Young and the Restless.
I was an All My Children's person.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That may have been older. I'm slightly older than you.
You know, and then you would watch the PBS stuff, you know. Whatever came on that channel sometimes. And then sometimes then you would watch The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a staple, I think, across America, right? That's come on down.
Yep. $1. Those people, sometimes they would use it at the wrong time on the auction or the bidding. Mm-hmm. They're like, this thing's at least $2,000. And somebody's like, oh, $1. I'm like,
$1.
You're way out. Way off.
I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want to pay the taxes.
No, they say a dollar because they don't want to go over, but they don't know what the price is. Yeah. But they think the other people have gone over.
I always wanted to punch the person that would over or under bid. I think they would overbid you by a dollar. I wanted one contestant just to sock that person. Like, don't overbid me by a dollar.
Right.
Like, screw you. Come up.
Identity,
use your own math thing. I came up with this very specific price, and you just lazied your way out of it. Like, I hated that.
501. And you're like, come on, dude.
And they would win. A lot of times they would win. I'm like, oh, that's strategy. No, screw you. That's lazy.
That's lazy. I hate
that. He's all invested into it. Like, that wasn't right. He shouldn't have got the showcase.
Yeah.
Because all I needed to do was get to that giant wheel.
That was my favorite
part. I could do the wheel. Some people are so weak, they're like, ugh, they can't. Spin the wheel.
I wonder if it's
make
heavy.
It a full revolution.
We need to know. Has anyone been on The Price is Right, and is that wheel heavy?
It's gotta be.
It looks a little heavy. They act like it's heavy.
Out of steel or something.
Have we gotten any feedback yet on any of our on any of our questions?
Not
Quincy's
one.
Like, give me a shout out. If I'm like, I don't think we're getting shout outs.
Like, years from now, we'll start getting emails
the most feedback I got was on Discovery Zone. Like, that was, and that's from a personal friend, of course. But we have yet to have a stranger go.
We know.
Like, how do I reach growing up millennial? Because I have an answer to y'all's question, you know. But we're getting there. We'll get there.
It's so funny, like, years from now, like, we've moved on, and then, like, now it starts pouring in, like, oh, you guys got to bring it back. Like, bring it back. We've got, like, 300 episodes, and no one ever thanked us. Like, screw you guys.
I think we need to do, like, the email. Like, people can email the show, you know?
We have an email.
What would we
I have it available on something.
It's out there.
It's out there.
AOL,
you got to look.
You know we're kicking it old school. It takes us a while to log in. It's on AOL.
Oh, gosh.
Or people can comment on the Instagram, which reminds me, I got to make a post for the last one because I never did.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to do the raffle on our swag.
Yeah, we don't have much going on, but we have a little bit.
It's a little something.
And we'll post to it.
But But I mean, is it as bad as the old PBS gifts when they used to beg for money like every 20 seconds on PBS?
They're always going out of business.
Or you know what you just reminded me of?
What?
Which I would also probably watch.
Reading Rainbow.
No. Well,
did I read your mind?
No, we just, okay, no. We went to McFly's last night, and they were having this little, it was called McFlees at McFly's. It's like a,
like
flea,
a flea market. One vendor.
It was one vendor. Ugh. And they didn't really have much. But they did have this one shirt. They did have this one shirt, and it was a Reading Rainbow shirt.
Do you remember that?
And
oh, man.
That's with LeVar Burton.
That's right.
It said,
from Star Trek.
Ian, I made Ian take a picture of it. It says, I can go twice as high. And I was like, damn,
isn't
if this was
in
a small, I would get this. I tried to find it. I can't find it.
I can go twice as high.
I was singing that yesterday.
Just take a look.
In
the
rainbow.
That was the show.
I remember one time. Okay, that was not what I wanted to talk about, but
yeah.
I want to finish it.
Go ahead.
I remember one time that guy was like, you can make your own book, like, you know, with construction paper or whatever. And I tried to make my own book.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, I've got a story about, we can talk about it in another episode. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about was, what was that show?
The couch? No.
It was about the antiques.
Antiques Roadshow?
Antique Roadshow. I was like, it has road in it. I know that. I remember watching that. Y'all watch that? Did you?
Yeah.
Do you still watch that?
Yeah.
If I
still
see
watch this old house, like.
They've been going on
house?
40 years.
For 40 years.
Yeah.
What's this old house?
Like, they take old houses and it's like craftsmen, like you really like, and they restore these old houses. They modernize.
It's always in the Northeast, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or
where all the rich people live
in. Well, those are the oldest homes in America, obviously. But.
Oh, I feel like a lot of those houses are like just naturally haunted.
Oh, yeah. Probably. A lot of people have died in them. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that guy that is on this old house has been on there for 40 years,
yeah.
And he's retiring.
I've never heard of this show. Is this on PBS?
It's mostly
it used to be morning
on Saturday mornings, I think. But they would show, obviously PBS is going to show reruns to fill their programming.
But I remember watching the Antique Roadshow, and you'd see a bunch of shit, and they're like, yeah, it's worth $75,000, and it's
this is the thing that Nicolas Cage was looking for in National Treasure. What a fine.
This is the U.S. Constitution that's valued at priceless.
Like, okay, I like how they make up their own prices. Like, do we not just make up our own fucking prices
in this
world?
A one-of-a-kind item. Yeah. They don't have eBay sold listings for some of that stuff. I mean, there may only be a few in existence.
Then how do you determine the price?
They're experts. You trust them.
You trust them.
They're on PBS. Obviously, they have their areas of specialty. Like, I'm a fine China expert.
Okay, my question is, these people are coming to you that day with this product. How do they know the background of all of these products that are coming to them that day, like that, like on the fly?
Well, I think they do like a pass. Like, once they know, like, this is how many we're going to be able to get to today, and then they give you a number.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something that they've never seen before, they'll assign you a number and they'll be like, okay, we need you to move over to this area.
Correct.
So we can get more information on this piece.
My parents and my uncle went to Antiques Roadshow when it was in the Metroplex.
Your parents did?
Yeah, recently. A couple of years ago.
How come
ago.
I've never been told this? Were
They were trying to.
Oh.
So what you want to do is bring your own item that you think is rare or valuable or something different.
What did they bring?
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
Oh, now I want to know.
We'll have to call them.
I think that's cool, though, when people have that stuff. Because one guy I remember, the only episode I remember was a guy that had a napkin drawing from think it was Matisse or something like that.
Okay.
And they were like, yeah, this is real. At first they were like, there's no way to know. It's on a napkin. And then they called in like some art nerd. And then he's like, whoa.
It's like the legit Pawn Stars. They actually bring it in. Yeah. Like, not some guy that works for the pawn guy going, yeah, it's worth $1,000. It's like $1 million painting. Yeah. That's great.
But I remember watching that show a lot growing up. You know, when you're sick and you have nothing else going on in your life and you're a child, you might play video games.
In the afternoon, I would.
Or watch.
I would sneak them.
SpongeBob.
You know. I never really was a big fan of SpongeBob.
I loved I think that's, SpongeBob.
That predates me. I remember watching it at other people's homes. I don't get it. I'm sorry. So, let's move back to... Okay, you referenced... What was it? DayQuil. My parents were Robitussin people.
Mm-hmm.
Robitussin, MD, DM. And they were some funky flavor. Some would be okay. It felt like the sicker you were, the worse it tasted. That was my opinion on it.
It didn't matter how fresh it was either. It was always gross.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Metal spoon.
Why can't they just come out with good flavors?
What about Dimetapp? You remember Dimetapp?
Yes, Dimetapp.
I don't think I ever took that.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the pharmacy.
Was that? What was the red one? There was a red one. Okay, maybe I'm making that up.
Not Seroquel. It's something Quill, though.
Yeah.
That was red.
The red stuff kind of scared me a little bit. Because, like, my parents had, like... not my parents. My grandparents had, like, some vial. And they called it monkey blood. Which may be an offensive or something. But it was red in color. It was like... No. And they would put it on cuts and scrapes. And they had
little
paintbrush looking thing.
Not iodine. You're not talking about iodine.
Is that?
Maybe it is. Maybe it was.
I thought that's yellow.
It is. It can be like yellowish or orange. Though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. My grandma
didn't
would always.
Did you have to take iodine that one time? Or, I don't know. Isn't iodine like you take it for like x-rays or something? Or you have to drink? What was that stuff you drank that one time?
I had a CAT scan.
Oh, that's the dye. That's
and it makes you feel all warm and tingly, like you're peeing yourself.
Yeah. I had to take that last year, I think, or the year before.
Yeah.
You had the one where it's like as soon as you take it and it's in your veins, like you get cold and you can smell the metal.
It did kind of freak me out.
Yeah.
It felt like I was peeing in a pool.
Yeah.
Or like after a super, super drunk night peeing yourself. Mm-hmm. Back in college, you know.
Please don't pee in our new bed. Oh, we got new beds.
Whoa.
Yay.
That was the anniversary gift?
Sure.
So that was the linen.
That is the anniversary gift. Yes, linens. Nice. We did get new linens. Yes.
He's on schedule. That's a good man, Bristol.
Your back is your most critical. You only get one of them. So
that's true.
Treat it well when you sleep.
That's right.
My drugstore that we went to growing up was called Eckerd's.
Eckerd's.
Do you remember Eckerd's?
No, I've only seen one.
It was like a dark blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
the like prescription kind of, sort of, the logo.
There was like an R with an X or something.
Like a check
in there.
Mark or something.
Yeah.
We'll have to Google
RX,
it.
I don't know.
I loved going there because it was kind of like Mott's, and Mott's is like a general store.
Yeah.
But you mostly went to Eckerd's, obviously, for the pharmacy. But sometimes I'd sneak on the toy aisle and beg my mom, and sometimes.
He did have some pretty bomb toys back in the day.
Yeah, and they were a lot cheaper compared to like nowadays, but that's a whole different subject.
Now, let me ask you this while we're on the subject of the command center. Favorite Gatorade flavor? Because most people don't know, there wasn't Powerade, there wasn't Body Armor yet, there was just...
There wasn't Gatorade. Vitamin Water and all the other...
Vitamin Water, none of that.
Alternative...
I didn't drink that as a kid, like for sickness. Oh,
PDLI.
Here was my thing. Okay, but red or blue is my favorite. Yeah. Hands down, always has been.
I guess I would lean blue, but...
Yeah,
blue. Out of your scenario.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know when you're sick, like, you need fluids, you need to drink a lot of water? I was always told, don't drink water. Like, why? Like, I need to get better. Isn't
like,
that weird?
Keep
like, why was
hydrated?
I told not to drink water? I remember being told that after I drank the NyQuil, not to drink a lot of water because I would wash it.
Like dilute it?
Like dilute it or something.
Well, yeah. Like after you take medicine, if they tell you not to eat or drink for 30 minutes, but... Yeah, after that.
I could see that scenario, yeah.
But it just, I felt like I couldn't drink water.
You're sitting there with cotton mouth like, all day after you had it.
Why was I told that?
I know, that sounds brutal, because you get thirsty.
Yeah, you do.
Especially when you go through the sweats and then the freezing cold. You're going to need to gulp, like, several cups, glasses.
But I remember eating, like, you know, chicken noodle soup.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
The condensed shit.
I like the chicken and rice or chicken and starch. Was it chicken and starch or...
I think that was rice and starch or something.
You want to avoid
okay,
like dairy.
Here's my question. Are you supposed to dilute it with water? Because I never did
water
that either.
Or milk, yeah.
You can.
Never did that either.
You just eat a cube of soup in the bowl. Sitting there just
and now I cannot, like, no, do not put water in there.
Water.
Like, I just want, if you give me that type of soup, like, I just want that. I don't
but
want.
But you need more liquid. You're,
yeah.
Again, I was told not to. I was told.
Oh, broth, yeah.
You're just eating soup cubes in there? You're eating bouillon cubes when you're sick, Crystal? That's why you were dehydrated.
I know.
Do you remember the broth that I had? That's the only thing I could drink or eat. After.
Yeah, or like clear liquid or something.
That's brutal.
It was
so
brutal.
Bad.
My mom would put me on the brat diet, which was like bread, rice, apples, bananas, and crackers, and that was it.
Ooh, saltine crackers. Love them.
I still love them.
Oyster crackers.
The premiums, you can't go, you know, off brand with the premium crackers.
Unsalted
premium
cracker.
Brand only. Yeah.
What's the point? Unsalted.
Ian, did you just say unsalted?
I said, who would eat that?
Oh.
Like, yeah, I can't do that.
I gotta
have that little kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the salted is the best, yeah. But premium brand, those are the best, hands down. If you get me, you know, off brand, I'm gonna know.
Yeah.
I will know
yeah.
a difference.
Yeah.
I'll give you my alternative soup. On my mom's side, my grandfather, I think, had a chicken tortilla homemade recipe.
Ooh.
With actual big chicken pieces in it, and that stuff, ooh, if you were sick, it would heal you. That, in addition to your crackers, and maybe like a 7-Up was big in our household.
Ginger ale.
When you were
never
sick.
Never drank
like ginger
that either.
Ale.
I was fucking
me.
Weird. My family, yeah.
Never had a ginger ale? Like, to this day, you've never
like,
had a ginger ale?
I've tried it, yes, but I don't like it.
You're not supposed to like it. Well, I
or, like, even 7-Up or Sprite. I don't really like 7-Up or Sprite.
You don't like that spicy water?
Mm-mm. I know. I am a hardcore plain Jane kind of gal.
So what are your go-to drinks for sickness? Like, now that you've grown up in the night.
Probably just water.
Just water?
Just water.
No orange juice?
I've never really been an orange juice person. Now, I will drink orange juice, but only if it's free. I'm not going to pay for that shit.
It is expensive now. What about apple juice?
Ugh. Nope.
I used to love apple juice.
I've never liked apple juice.
I don't
not
think I would
ever.
Like it now. Well, I still like apple sauce.
I don't like
apple
sauce.
I love apples. Apple cherry.
Yeah.
He likes Red Delicious, which are, I call them Red Gross.
Love it. It's my favorite.
Red Disgustings.
I
like Granny Smith apples.
Yeah, the sour
those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those.
But I don't really eat.
Apple
I don't know.
Jacks.
I don't like Apple Jacks. I don't like apple flavor. Which is so weird, because last night we went to McFly's, and I got, for some reason, I was like, do you have Crown Apple? She's like, yeah. So I got a Crown Apple and Jack. No, not Crown Apple and Jack. That sounds dumb. A Crown Apple and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why did I double up on that? Oh, because you said Apple Jacks.
Apple.
And it got my mind in Apple Jacks.
I think the best time to get sick when you're a kid in the 90s is like right before the holidays because you know there's food that you want in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can stop you from doing it. No one can That's tell funny. You no.
Like candy?
Or no, what are like, you about? Like, are you talking like tamales, turkey?
Yeah, turkey, ham, all that.
Go make you a ham sandwich.
Time to get sick.
I guess I don't know what that feels like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean.
I know.
There's peach cobbler. There's pies being made. Like you got.
Once you start to feel better, that's when you go dig into the fridge and freezer. If you feel good enough, heat up a Totino's pizza. It doesn't matter. You feel better.
Did they ever get you food that they normally wouldn't get you when you were sick?
Like McDonald's run, Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably not.
I used to go eat after the doctor. We would stop off at a... Me and my parents would meet for lunch. They would meet at the doctor's. Then afterwards, they're like, let's take you out for a little soup at like a Mexican restaurant. I'd go get like soup. Something light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're feeling up to it, you may get some chicken nuggets or Chick-fil-A tenders or something.
Play your cards right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't feel good.
I can do that as an adult now for free. I mean, obviously not free, but...
It's not the same.
Yeah, well, that's my life.
It's not the same now.
And that's what I'm healing from.
Now, how does it feel when you play hooky now that you're an adult? Because I think I appreciate it more now when I just, guys, oh, yeah, I can't make it into work today.
I wish we had more sick time because I would call out more. She hates
I
that.
Only I call out if I'm actually sick, so.
She's a Girl Scout. She had COVID, and she's like 2 days after having COVID, she's like, I'm going back to work. I'm like, no, milk it. That's what you do. Milk it.
And then I called out again.
Ruin this for me, Bristol. You're going to stay here? She's like, no.
I'm like, you work from home. Don't log on. Do whatever. You're over there, you know, dying, and you're like, let me answer this phone call. Like, no. Your throat hurts, shortness of breath.
Yeah.
Can't taste anything.
I'm gonna break you into this, bro.
Yeah, I went from 2 weeks down to like 5 paid days and like 5 unpaid days. So... I still would say milk it. Take your time. Recuperate. Rest.
Yeah.
When the company starts bugging you, oh, well, we need you back. Are you feeling better? Like, no, leave me alone.
Right.
I'm sick. I have COVID. Not that I've had it, but right. So that's what I would do.
What's your definition of hooky versus a sick day?
Hooky would be like, I'm hungover. I'm going to call out sick.
There you go. It's like a mental health day.
Because honestly, yeah. When I do get sick, like an upper respiratory, I need a minimum like 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm a big baby about it. I'm going to sweat,
same.
Cold, freezing, tissues. You look like death. Like, I was like, I can't get up. Can you get me this? Like, you're a baby. Yeah. Will you turn the TV?
Oh, well, he's a really good husband. He's been taking care of me during... all of this crap that I've been dealing with.
Nice. Do you feel how good it is to just be pampered sometimes? Just
he's a really good husband.
He is. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Compliment. All right, I'll take it.
We got it on recording too, so you can go back anytime and just play this.
I can enjoy it till I'm in the doghouse again.
That's it.
My wife, she's awesome. She bought me all these cool presents for my birthday. Shout out to my wife, Bristol, who's right here.
What did you get?
I went heavy in the t-shirt category this year.
Okay.
I got like 18 t-shirts.
Ooh.
80s and 90s themed. Or like Texas Tech. This one I'm wearing right here is a Top Gun official Texas Tech game day. That's my school. Shout out to Texas Tech, who just lost yesterday. So.
Hey, number 11 was going hard, though. If she's listening, which she's probably...
Oh, the volleyball game? Yeah. The Texas Tech volleyball? Yeah.
She went hard. Like, I felt so bad for her because she was, like, she was playing hard. And she's amazing.
Grit, hustle, yeah. Dig, she was duck, everywhere. Dive, yeah. Dodge. It's dodgeball reference in the movie. Ever seen it?
I'm not even paying attention. I'm going to be quite honest.
They had one girl that was like, she was doing the splits like on every play where they were spiking it. TCU spiking
it. That's critical play.
Like, she was like doing the splits trying to save it. and lob it back up for her team. And I'm like, I'm not risking tearing my tank in front of people.
Yeah.
Out here.
What else did you get?
What else did I get? Oh, Ray-Bans. Jesus. I got rid of my Ray-Bans years ago because I was not working, and I sold them via eBay. So she replaced them with the classic aviator Ray-Ban, which is way too much. I don't need that anymore, but I will wear them. I will take them.
He's like, yeah, so, I'm using them.
So those are always in style, even though I've had people tell me, oh, they don't fit your face. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to wear
them. I think he looks good in aviators. I think most people can pull off aviators. It's a classic look.
Yeah, for a reason.
For a reason.
So, yeah, it was a good birthday.
They're even on his shirt. They look good on his shirt.
I got a new wallet.
Nice. Oh, but he doesn't like it because it doesn't hold.
It has less storage space for a front pocket wallet. No. It's less storage space than my current one. My current one is falling to pieces, so at some point I'm going to have to ditch it, but for now it's just going to be my weekend.
He picked it
cruiser.
Out. I just bought it for him, and then he's like, yeah, it doesn't work. Okay.
It's really nice. I'll have to show it to you.
Nice. I'll take it. What? I'll use it.
That face he gave.
No.
All right.
So, to wrap up the staying at home experience, I knew it was getting late, and somebody, if I was home by myself, the alarm would start ringing when Oprah came on. 4 o'clock. Oprah ran from, I think, 4 to 5. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, people start getting off work and everything, and you're like, okay, I either got to act like I'm 100% better, or I'm still sick, maybe I can milk it into a 2-day vacation.
Man.
The 2-day vacation.
And there's nothing better than, you know, your parents getting home and oh, he's still not doing too well. Grandma's here. And then you're like, yes. Tomorrow's going to be even better.
Yeah. Oh, Grandma's bringing something over. You know, like, yes.
Grandma's about to cook a 7-course meal for me tomorrow. And it's just for me.
Because my parents would, even in like, summertime you got sick, sometimes they would still drop me off at my grandparents. And getting taken care of by your grandparents back then was really nice. And they love to cook. They're retired, free time. So, yeah, nothing but good memories out of a bad situation when you're sick. So, yeah, I'm sure our viewer can relate to listener.
Whenever someone else hears this.
As long as I have one person come up to me when they hear this and say, I'm Team Luden's cough drops.
It'll be Christy.
My job is done.
The one person.
One person. I just need one person to go, I remember when they came in the box and they tasted better back then. I'll be happy.
I still don't even know what they look like.
I've showed her images. She didn't pay attention.
I just don't want someone to come up to me and be like the yellow Gatorade, Quincy. I'm going to get the hell away from me. Sit
what are you
free.
Talking about?
Nobody liked yellow, dude.
That's oh, why lemon lime?
Yeah. It was always available. That's why. No one wanted it.
I like lemon lime.
Oh, you are a sick puppy.
Until they came out with the frost. Once the frost came out, Team Frost.
Once Gatorade found out that flavor mattered, like, it was a game.
I'm confused by the frost cherry. I don't understand that. Like I think the
isn't
red
that
is cherry.
One of the white ones.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. Cherry is supposed to be red.
Yeah.
Why is it?
I don't know, Ian.
Sorry, like, I'm asking the hard hitting questions.
Why is coconut blue when coconut's white? Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah,
you're asking too many hard questions for my brain to comprehend at this moment.
Okay. Next week, deep dive into Powerade versus Gatorade.
No.
The dark years.
No, the dark years. Stop.
In a world where one drink reigns supreme,
when
a
lemon
challenger emerges from the darkness with more power.
Lemon Lime was overwhelmed. He could not hold the front lines anymore. Here comes.
Mystic Mountain Blueberry in stores
oh,
now.
No.
Oh, my God. I love it. Well, I had fun, guys. What about you?
good times.
I always have a good time. This is kind of my outlet for telling things that I've told Bristol a billion times where she forgets. So I'll tell everybody else.
And this is a good record so that people know that we weren't schizophrenic. Like, no, we really did have a podcast at one point. We weren't just talking to ourselves into a microphone. I'm not schizophrenic. I swear I had a podcast. Like, look it up.
They're like, what do you do in your free time? Oh, I have a podcast. Do you have any
Does anyone listen to it? No.
Yeah, this one guy in Belgium one time listened.
Hey, how are you doing, man? I mean, you know, what's going on?
What do you talk about on this podcast? Gatorade.
Deep dive into the history behind Gatorade and all sports drinks.
Season one of All My Children. You know.
That's right.
God.
We are all over the place, but at least people will know that we weren't crazy at this point in our lives.
Yeah.
That's right. The most important thing.
Okay, here's some critical things we need to do. We need to do a swag giveaway. We need to post this episode. Then we need a couple of viewers to comment.
Somebody do a welfare check on our guy in Belgium for us. We need him.
We need his views.
Please, don't leave.
Our attendance or viewership has dropped 80% without this guy. So.
Oh, man. So, yeah, if you hear this podcast, just, you know, log in to other accounts and turn it on there, too. Just, you know,
please,
put it in there. Like the U2 album from, you know, iTunes. Just put it on other people's accounts. Make them listen to it.
Force
it on them.
Go to the search bar on Instagram.
That's not okay.
It's okay in this.
You kids leave your MySpace page and come over to
Growing Up Millennial. That's it. Oh my God.
All right, well, best of luck out there in the work world. It's busy season.
It's busy season.
The triple
for
crown.
For everyone, I think.
Yeah. Just keep quiet quitting. This year I'm trying to go for that bonus, so I'm going to put in the extra effort.
$50 iTunes.
I heard there's going to be a pizza party in the break room.
It's not even good pizza either. It's like
I want that mediocre sausage pizza. They're like, all we got left is Canadian bacon. Damn it.
Shit.
I should have got there earlier. Should have got off the forklift and ran.
Left it running, yeah. Oh my God. I love it.
God.
Well, we hope you guys have a great work week this week, and we'll do our best to get back to recording before we go into another holiday season. Mm-hmm. Back to back to back to back to back.
We're almost up to episode 10.
So, we just want you to know that we're thinking of you. It would be nice if you guys reciprocated that feeling just every now and again.
Check up on us. Email us at... I don't know what our email is.
Carrier pigeon.
Just send random emails to growing up. We have an AOL page or email.
Log into your MySpace.
If you have a Hotmail email, please.
Oh, man.
Go to AskJeeves.com and search.
Are we all just delirious at this
point? I think
point?
We're like, Jesus. I think we're so burnt out at work. We're just like, we have to laugh it out before we cry
every day. Oh my God, that was funny. But you guys enjoy. Hope you're having a better holiday rush than we are. And we're gonna try to stay sane one more week so that we can do this again. Sure.
Try not to get sick. Oprah's not on anymore, so. All right, guys.
All right.
Bye, guys. Bye. Have a good weekend.